8:35 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Monday. We're ready now to welcome in Ken Nellis on today's Campus Connection on Connect FM. This is a closer look at the small but mighty Penn State Dubois campus and all it has to offer. So today we are talking with Ken Nellis. Ken is the athletic director at Penn State Dubois. Ken, we appreciate you being here for today's Campus Connection, and we're going to start things off by asking you to please introduce yourself and give us a brief personal history.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thanks for inviting me onto the program this morning.
Sure.
I've been at Penn State Dubois as an athletic director for 15 years. I came in just in January 2010, and we've seen a lot of different growth through different sports through the years. But a little bit of my background, I'm originally from Pittsburgh. I live in Clarion, mm-hmm. and was there as a wrestling coach at the university for about 16 years, and I worked in another capacity in fundraising for athletics for 3 years mm-hmm. before I came over here to Dubois, Penn State Dubois, in 2010. So it's been a wonderful time here in Western Pennsylvania over the last 30-some years.
Well, that's great. Could you give us an overview of the athletic department at Penn State Dubois and talk about your responsibilities as director there?
Yes, we have 8 athletic programs. In the fall sports, we have women's volleyball, and then we also have men's and women's cross country, and then co-ed golf. Mm-hmm. Those seasons basically have all wrapped up. We have the cross country still has their USCA national championships coming up this Sunday, November 10th. So their season will wrap up. And then we're on to... Right now, starting in November, men's and women's basketball has started.
It's here,
which is great. Just excitement, just getting the students on campus and things that it gives great excitement for our students.
Sure.
And it's really nice how the teams all support each other, whether it's basketball, baseball, supporting, things at the volleyball matches and vice versa for basketball. And then they come out to each other's events. So that's great energy. And then the other sports we have in the spring, we have baseball and softball. So mm-hmm. those are our athletic programs at the campus.
Well, super. Now, we all know unless we've been living under a rock somewhere, that over the past 10 years or so, it's baseball that's really put Penn State Dubois intercollegiate sports on the map. Could you tell us about those recent baseball championships that the Penn State Dubois teams have earned, but also about some of the other major athletic achievements by Penn State Dubois athletes?
Yes. Well, as you mentioned, the baseball program has been extremely successful. We started the program... probably eight seasons in. We've won 4 championships. Last year, we lost in the championship game in the final game, the if necessary game. So we were, right there on the doorstep again for winning our 5th championship. The baseball program has just entered a real spark of energy to the campus. Tom Caleri was the head baseball coach from the very beginning, initiated the team, got it going. And really, set a tone, had a very high bar of what's expected of the student athletes in the classroom mm-hmm. and on the field. And he's did a great job. Yeah. Tom retired last May. And right now, Garrett Brown, one of the former players and a longtime volunteer coach, has taken over as head coach position. So we expect
something new here.
We expect the same type of, the standard that Coach Caleri established. We expect that to continue with Garrett Brown, again, as a former player, as Thomas's sure. mentor, through Garrett being a young man and all the way through where he's at right now. So that's exciting. Some of the other teams that you've mentioned that are really kind of an upswing, men's basketball program. Dan Smay is the coach. He's in his second year as the head men's basketball coach. Made the playoffs last year, and then in the first round of the playoffs, they upset the number 1 seeded team to advance to a second round. So they taking another step forward. And I think his team right now, it's early, but hopefully they can build upon the success they had last year.
Yeah.
And then looking at our women's basketball team, Pat Lewis has been our longtime coach. 17 or 18 years he's been with our the program as the head basketball coach when we reestablished the women's program here. And Pat just does a fantastic job with the young ladies that play for us, and always have very competitive teams. I think for their team this year, like, they're going to be very competitive in our division, and hopefully again playoff, and hopefully, you know, make into their goal was to make to the USCA championships as always. So it's sure. exciting for yeah. them.
And it's while it's exciting and always worth mentioning about what the baseball team has achieved, we don't want it to overshadow those other accomplishments. And we know that the basketball program seems to be on an upswing, and things are looking good there.
Yeah. And I don't want to diminish but our softball program is also again, they got started 1 year, 2 years later than the baseball. We kind of staggered their start. And so they got a little bit of slower start than the baseball program. Coach Jeff Tome is doing a great job with the ladies there. And again, they've been in the USCA championships the last several years also. So again, a new team, some new players, and with our student athletes, some of them are here 4 years, mm-hmm. depending on their degree program.
Yeah.
And then some of them are here too. So it's really tough when you've got a fantastic dynamic shortstop, whatever. And they're like, wait, she's in the 2 year program and she's going to be going on to University Park to finish her degree, or she's going to go somewhere else to maybe Pitt Barron for engineering or whatever. So it's tough when you have some athletes that are academic reasons, they're only going to be here 2 years. Yeah. And we would love to keep them four, but you know, obviously that's ultimate goal is achieving a Penn State degree and moving on and being for successful sure. with their lives.
Yeah, a lot of turnover there. Mm-hmm. We don't want to miss out on the intramural and the recreational sports program. It is a part of campus life opportunities that you have at Penn State Dubois. Ken, could you kind of give us an idea of what is available there at Penn State Dubois and give us some insight into that part of the program?
Yeah, the clubs and the intramural activities on campus through student affairs and student life are very active. We have opportunities for, you know, for flag football and some soccer things in the fall. Kids love playing. We have a big ping pong tournament that they like to play. Mm-hmm. And we get to some interaction with the staff and some faculty members.
That
also
could be
competing.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that is. We have a couple faculty staff members that dominate, so I won't mention any names. And then just even some other things just symbolize just you know, some 3-on-3 basketball tournaments. Students love to play dodgeball, you know, with students against the staff.
Sure.
We get some, you know, some great afternoons for that, but it's just really an open opportunity for students to do a lot of different things that they want to, you know, do on campus. If there's somebody that wants to start a new club or some organization, esports is, you know, is coming on. Mm-hmm. Also, mm-hmm. Students have opportunities to really kind of develop those, and if they put the groundwork and the format together, we'll try to help them grow whatever interest they have. So that's one of the things that we try to do on campus with all of our students.
Great. Before our time is all through here, Ken, we want to talk about the PAW Center at Penn State Dubois. It's a fairly new facility. Could you tell us about what you have to offer inside that PAW Center, what it provides for the athletic needs of the Penn State Dubois community?
Yeah, it's really a breath of fresh air for us. It was completed 3 years ago, just in September. And so this is our third season in the PAW Center. It's just a great expansion of the fitness center. Is, you know, if you're looking at ranking from 1 to 10, it's in my mind, it's a 10. Mm. From really what we had for our students and our student athletes, it's a great space for them to exercise, work out. Again, just not for student athletes, but for the student population. And then the PAW Center, again, just very, very inviting. It's a great front door for the campus a week and a half ago, we had the Fall Family Fun Night, where kind of a trick or treat for the community, and probably 600 or 700 people go through that that night. So it's just a great time for the community to come to campus. And the last couple of years we've had local basketball teams have a high school girls game there. We're going to do that again this year in January. DCC is playing Cameron County.
Oh, okay.
And so we have that. That's a basketball there. So we're trying to do things to invite the community into the PAW Center and bringing them to campus to show, again, you know, we're there for the community, not just, you know, the students on campus.
Absolutely. Ken Nellis is the athletic director at Penn State Dubois. Ken, thank you so much for spending time with us on today's Campus Connection.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Hey, we look forward to hearing more about Penn State Dubois in the weeks and months ahead. This has been Campus Connection on Connect FM.